G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of September 7. John Barker joining you along with Joel Marshall and Daniel Nuttall. Well, we come to an end of a traumatic week in racing. We lost Michaela Claridge and Melanie Tindall, and our thoughts are certainly with the family and friends of Michaela and Melanie, and I guess the danger that jockeys are in every time they get aboard is driven home, even just hacking along at track work, and it puts the concerns of us punters into a bit of perspective. But Joel, we head to the Valley in Melbourne this week, and the Group 2 Fian Stakes has its old name back. There's a ticket into the Cox Plate, but as I've noted in Best Bets this week, a ticket into the Cox Plate for the winner. Only Holmesman really considered at the moment in the top 20 Cox Plate hopes in this Fian field.
Yeah, good to see the Fian name back. Nothing against Darto, but these old race names that can go missing and disappear. But good to see the older tradition of the Fian back. Yeah, as you said, Holmesman's going to be a favourite. He ran second in the race last year. Comes off a longer break and he's drawn a wide gate. But as you said, he's the probably the pick of your Cox Plate runners. Yeah, most of the others, look, you'd be surprised if they sort of won a Cox Plate, although my top selection, and we'll get to later, I guess could still be on the improve. And you've got a couple down towards the bottom, well, namely sort of one younger horse in the Chosen One, who's still got a fair bit of upside, I would have thought. We don't know his level and what his distance range is going to be, but no, good race and decent support card. We've got three other black type races, a couple of sprint affairs, and of course a race for the three-year-old fillies, the Atlantic Jewel, always a good race. So I thought that might have attracted a bit bigger field, but just the nine to go around in that race, and a good program in Sydney to go hand in hand with it.
Well, speaking of Sydney, Daniel, and field sizes, you've got a six-horse race there that's going to be the race of the day.
Absolutely. What a cracking race it is, isn't it? The two-time winner Red Zell, or two-time Everest winner Red Zell, probably going to still start as an outsider at the moment, which is just goes to show the depth of sprinting ranks we have here. And, really looking forward to seeing this contest. Such an interesting speed map. You don't know who's going to go forward and how's it all going to play out. Plenty of these with early speed in the 1,000-metre affair. And Nature Strip, of course, wanting to be trained to be to settle back and not necessarily go helter-skelter as he has done for most of his career. But, as Joel said, plenty of good support cards in both Sydney and Melbourne. And that sprint in Melbourne, the McEwen Stakes, is a very good Group 2 sprint as well. So looking forward to it, Bucks.
Yes, and we will start at the Valley. We'll take you right through the black type races, which start at race 5, the race that Joel was speaking of just a second ago, and that is the Inglis Atlantic Jewel Stakes for three-year-old fillies. Over 1,200 metres, just the nine in it. As you mentioned, not that big a field, but small but select, as they say, John.
Yeah, and I'm with the Quisette form, with the team Godolphin, and hard to go against Exhilarates. She showed good talent as a two-year-old. She came back off the flop in the Golden Slipper on the heavy and was very, very good winning the Quisette. Just dominant late, I thought she was. So she's on top for me from Pinsec, who hit the line well behind her. 7 Sassy Salatage landed a plunge at the Valley last start, so we know she handles the track. And look out for number 8, Sayoni. She is a filly that's going to get better as she gets over further, but she's got plenty of talent. 1, 2, 7, 8.
Yeah, likewise regarding the Quisette form, I've got the three runners in that in here who came out of that race last start on top. Exhilarates, tough to beat, and hence my best of the day in Melbourne. As Joel said, that last 200 metres was terrific, and she won very, very easily. In for second, I got Cheerleader, who was keen on in that race, but was complete forgive, pulled up with a heart problem post-race, so we can see her going around here and see if she can atone for that. Pinsec in for third, and to round out the four, Westport, who I won a listed race with ease in Adelaide last start. This is obviously much tougher, but horse going places. 1, 3, 2, 4.
I've got the same as Joel, just with Pinsec and Exhilarates. Round the other way, I was with Pinsec first up, and just at the relative prices, thought it's possible that she might have more improvement than Exhilarates. Race 6 at the Valley on Saturday, Strathmore Community Bendigo Bank Stakes, 1,200 metre listed race. Sees the reappearance of the inevitable, and another Tassie horse in Chahitzi. It won't surprise listeners to know that I'll tip them 1-2. Chahitzi, of course, coming back from a slightly disappointing run at 1,400 metres as favourite. The inevitable stepping up from 1,000 on his way to the Golden Eagle. But they're certainly far from the only chances. Deprive, in fact, is Tony Kneebone's best of the day. And you're with him too, Joel.
Yeah, I'm with Deprive. He's just a real talent. He can run good time. He has run well at the Valley before, a real eye-catching run in defeat. So yeah, I'm leaning his way from 10 the inevitable, who can clearly win. He was very good first up. 11 Tavasand's probably the other main winning chance because he's still on an upward spiral, backed as if there was no tomorrow last start, and there was just never a worry in the world if you were with him. Maybe a little bit more pressure here, but I think he's still got room for improvement. And 3 Widgie Turf, blinkers off, 1200, a bit short, but doesn't put in many bad ones, so he'll be hitting the line late. 6-10-11-3.
Yeah, I'm denied between Deprive and Tavasano. I went with the latter just on strength of that last start win. I was pretty keen on him there. He went to the front. It was a very easy watch. Ben Mellon controlled the race on him, and he was far too good. So he gets around the Valley very well. His start prior here, I thought was very good off with no luck. He's a horse that has, I think, quite a few good wins in him this spring, hopefully, and hopefully gets a little bit of luck. I don't think he'll lead in this. Run Sun will probably kick up or get in front from barriers. Well, plenty of speed, that horse, but I think Tavasan will take a sip. If we get any sort of luck in the straight on the fence there, I think he's the one to beat. Deprive in next. The inevitable in for third. Top win first up, of course, and over a trip I thought was a little unsuitable for him. But he proved me wrong there, and yeah, on the way to bigger and better things. And in for fourth, I have the 5, Shahitzi. 11-6-10-5.
The inevitable Shahitzi, Deprive, and forgotten horse Oak Door for me. 10-5-6-8. Race 7 is the Mitty's McEwen Stakes over 1,000 metres. Bit of intrigue here with a few smart types resuming, Joel.
Yeah, I found this race quite difficult. I end up going for number 10. The Sydney side of Prophet's Thumb. She's not well weighted in the race, but she's got talent, she's got upside. She's beaten Trope, she was very good at Scone. She wasn't bad behind Multaja at Doomben before a break, and she's trialled well. So I've lent her way. From the other Sydney side, number 7, Merrill, who we've seen run well at the Valley. She's got sunlight form, forgiving of her first up run. Once she drew 12 or 14, it was always going to make it tough for her, but she can improve. 3 Bonds Away, a bit unlucky first up when charging into second, and 4 Eduardo. Well, if he brings his Oakley Plate run, he probably wins, but gate 1,000 at the Valley is a little tricky.
Yeah, with you, Joel, and with the 10 also, Prophet's Thumb. I thought her trial was terrific in Sydney. It's that wide there, under hold, and still won. It was a really pleasing bit of work. She'll have to produce a personal best, I think, to win this. Some very good gallopers, as mentioned, but her first up form is very good, and she's won her only top try at 1,000 metres. So sits back and the speed on. Hopefully she rounds him up. Prophet's Thumb, she's my best value of the day at Moonee Valley. In for second, I got Eduardo. Also have plenty of time for that. Oakley Plate run was enormous on the speed in a race dominated by those who came from the back. A little disappointing in a Newmarket next. That was the first Group One level down the straight. Just that barrier one is the query. Bonds Away in for third, and I think Booker has to be included as well. But keen on the 10 on an each way bet. 10, 4, 3, 6.
Yeah, I went for the Miss Leonidas as my value of the day. The Bendigo mare, like Prophet's Thumb, not that well weighted. Level weights with Group 1 winner Booker. Only start at Moonee Valley, 6.5 length win. Bonds Away, Fartana and Booker. My others, 8, 3, 1, 6. The big one is race 8, Ladbrokes Fee and Stakes, 1600 metre Group 2 at Wait for Age, worth 250. Joel?
Yeah, I'm denied a fair bit about this, but I end up going with 9 Sikandarabad. I've been sort of with him mostly in the last 12 months, and he's run some good races. He was pretty good first up, I thought, in the Lawrence. Not too far off the place getters there. He'll be fitter. There's been a bit of early market support for him. Second up last prep, he got very close to a Villiers. I think that's good enough form. 15 Kanedna with the blinkers back on. Thought they might have given her another run or two before they put them on, but she was okay first up, and she's a much different horse with the blinkers on, so she can improve without surprising. Three homesmen, he's probably the one to beat if he gets any luck in running. And eight surprise baby is a good horse. He's obviously getting get better over further, but wouldn't be leaving him out of my quaddie.
Yeah, with the nine also, Sick and Darabad. I love that return, the Lawrence, sort of top of the straight there. He sort of edged out and looked to be going a little bit the better than Mystic Journey. It was sort of short-lived. Of course, Mystic Journey showed her class and ended up winning well, but it was a very pleasing return of 1,400 metres. Second up, yet to miss a place, and it's got some very good form around some smart types last preparation, second up. So I think up to the 1,600 metres, weight for age again. Hard to go past Sikandarabad. The six in next 50 starts. We'll be hoping 50 stars. We're hoping for this rain. A genuine wet tracker, but not hopeless on dry ground either. Good run despite not having much luck in that Lawrence Stakes last start. Best of days, Group 1 winner. And in for fourth, I have the seven Mahamadidis. Might look a little bit outclassed in this field on paper, but flies second up and does race well at Moonee Valley. So worth throwing in quaddies and exotics at bigger odds. 9, 6, 5, 7.
Best of days for me to beat surprise baby Homesman and Sikandarabad 5, 8, 3, and 9. That wraps up the black type at Moonee Valley. My best comes up earlier. The very much in form Sydney Cider down. Hope Beyond Her, race 4, number 2. My value, as mentioned, was race 7, number 8, Miss Leonidas. Joel, we've done your value bet Sikandarabad, but your best is in the first.
Yeah, we'll go early race 1, number 2, the Holy One. I thought he could make it a hat-trick of wins. Always difficult to line up these three-year-old races when they're sort of getting up in trip as they are to 1,500, but I thought he was pretty strong at Sandown last start. Linda Meach stays aboard. Thought could get us off to a good start.
Daniel, we had yours, which was Exhilarates,
yep.
Race 5, number 1, and the value was Prophet's Thumb, race 7, number 10. Randwick is the venue for Sydney racing on Saturday. As we mentioned, there's some cracking races. First of the black type races is race 5, Darley Furious Stakes for the 3-year-old fillies. A group 2 over 1,200, Joel.
Well, Libertini's $1.18, I think. That probably tells you all you need to know, just how impressive was she first up. She lived up to all the hype, eased down, and got within half a second of the track record set by Santa Ana Lane. So, they're going to need a miracle to beat her, I would have thought. She's on top from 4, Villamai, who was eyeballing the leader, pretty brazen in that run, and she fought out the placing. She really only sort of got grabbed for second late, so I think she can turn the tables on a couple that finished in front of her. 6, Darling Point, I've got a bit of time for. A bit of a step up in grade. And 1, Kiyomichi, the slipper winner. She found it tough on the dry track first up. And with the drying track, might be against her again. But Libertini for me.
Yeah, Libertini on top also picks herself the back of that first up win. I've got Let It Pour in next. I really liked his Rosebud run. In a good field there. And then placed behind Libertini last start. No match, so it'd be hard to see her turning the tables, of course. Darling Point, one that comes out of a Hawkesbury maiden, was well back that day, back to the rock bottom odds, but did enough, and she's a filly going places, and I got the one, Kiyomichi, the slipper winner, second up, can improve on what she did first up. 2, 5, 6, 1.
And the race we spoke of earlier is the Forum Concord Stakes, race 6, group 3, 1,000 metres, and it's weight for age, is it?
Set weight for age, no.
Set weights and penalties. And so only six in it, but nothing over $8 in our market. Nature Strip, the $2.30 favourite. I'd have thought a little bit unders, but what do you think, John?
Yeah, a little bit unders. I think he'll get better come jump time, and they're backing a couple of others around him already. Zoo Styling's already shortened into around $5.50. Very tough race. You really couldn't put a pen through any of them. I've left Zoo Style and Pirata out of my four, but you really couldn't knock them. Pirata just hasn't got any 1,000 metre form, and Zoo Style's obviously first time against the A grade. But I've gone 3 Nature Strip. He's been trialling well, and by trialling well, I mean not sort of wanting to overdo things. He had a good bunny to chase in Red Zell last start, and I probably think that the Waller team are hoping that plays out again, similar to the trial. So Nature Strip on top to chase down Red Zell and hang on for second. He's won the past couple of these. 5, Graf, he's the third horse that I'll include in my quaddie. He's the sort of the upset material, if you can call him that. And 4, Sunlight, she's obviously a gun, but all her best performances are second up, third up. So if she wins this, well, they're going to have a hard time beating her for the rest of the prep.
Yeah, with Nate Stripp on top, I think it's hard to find a better horse than him over 1,000 metres in the country. I think he'll be hard to beat, and look, I don't want to take the price it is now, but definitely happy to wait till it gets out to that 250, 260. Hopefully he can. In for second, Sunlight. Of course, Nature Strip beat these two when they clash over 1,000 metres last. but yeah, Sunlight's a top chance returning. Gets a dry track here, which you try to avoid up in Melbourne. In for third, Zoo Style. Running times, of course, is his first go against these A graders, but running times, which could you could concede that would give him a chance in this. And in for fourth, I have Red Zell, but probably keen to play Nature Strip in this. 3, 4, 6, 1.
Race 7, Bob Ingham Chelmsford Stakes, 1,600 metres, 250,000, Group 2. Wait for age, and there's a short price favourite here because there's 16 in it, but it is full of first up and second up stayers. You got Sam Adoubt, the surprise Winx Stakes winner, but might have to do a bit of work early from barrier 16. Just Blanc Pavilius, Joel.
Yeah, he's hard to beat. He went up $3 when the noms betting went up on Monday, and I think it was quickly to 250, and then when the market reopened after acceptances, he was $2, so they're not taking any risks now. And yeah, he was very good in defeat first up. Shouldn't have lost too many admirers. Broke 33 last 600. So excellent run. 12 Unforgotten went just as well in that Winx Stakes as she did last year. And she came out and won the Chelmsford. So she's got to be in the mix somewhere. Number 5, 60's Groove. And 3, Finch, I reckon, are the two sort of rough blowouts of those that are resuming. And Girl Tuesday next best, who I've got out of my four. But yeah, Villiers, very hard to beat.
Yeah, Villiers on top. Thought it was a terrific effort first up. Of course, couldn't reel in Sam Adoubt all the way lead, but got a long way back and was clearly the best closer of the race. So it'd be hard to beat a Villiers as a price suggests. Finch, interesting runner for one, probably set for the Melbourne Cup again this spring after his cracking effort in that race. Last preparation, of course, we'll be getting over further in time, but has form first up and has form over this distance in Europe. I wouldn't be leaving him out a wider quaddy or multiples. Unforgotten in next, and I think another Waller pair in Young Star and Girl Tuesday round out the 4 or 5. But yeah, one Avilius on top of 3, 12 and 13.
Race 8 at Randwick on Saturday is the Harvey Norman Tramway Stakes. 1,400 metre Group 2 worth 200,000. And Joel, in this week's winning post, you have spoken to Paul Gallen, the very happy and lucky part owner of Teyarkow Shark, who makes his Australian debut. Pretty exciting.
Yeah, tough for a Melbourne Storm supporter to be sort of interviewing a Cronulla Sharks captain, but no, it was good to have a chat to, and yeah, very lucky to have a small share in Teyarkow Shark. Massive boom on this Kiwi galloper. He's got to live up to it. Gee, I think he's short enough. I've tipped him. He was 290. I think there was 250 around last night, so very short, but he's pretty talented, and I think he's the favourite for the Epsom, so he's going to be wanting to go pretty close. I think there are a few that can give him a run for his money. 4, Dreamforce, who had no luck at all first up last prep and then really stepped up to the plate, placed in the Jaw Drider and the Doncaster. That's a late form. He'll go forward. He'll have a head start on Teyarkow Shark. 3, Colding, is unbeaten 4 from 4 as a gelding and looked really smart at the back end of his 3-year-old season. And I think 12 Star of the Seas is silly odds at about $26. He's another that showed good promise towards the end of last season, and he's always sort of given the impression that he could go to another level. So yeah, there's a few that are there to beat Teyarkow Shark, but he's on top for me. 2, 4, 3, 12.
Yeah, on top as well, but yeah, I think vulnerable at the price, Teyarkow Shark. Don't want to dive into that, but yeah, it goes on top. I think that Invincible Gem, the 8, can run a race here. I thought her Winx Stakes run was terrific. She ought to awkwardly sort of wait for a gap to appear for about 100 metres or so at the top of the straight, but when she sort of got out, she obviously ran on very well into third, and despite the wide draw, I think she can run a big race again. So definitely clear second pick, the 8, Invincible Gem. 4, Dream Force, flies fresh and trialled well. And in for fourth, I have Eckstein. Racing well, this preparation is a lightweight hope in this for sure. 2, 8, 4, 14.
All right, well, plenty of value for the listeners here because none of your specials are in the black type races. Joel, we'll start with you. Race 4, number 4, Master Ash is your value there.
Yeah, he's my value. First up as a gelding, he struggled on wet tracks a couple of times, so drying track condition suits. First up, he's been trialling really well behind the likes of Elise, Sunlight, Mizzy. Strong trial form, so I think he's hard to beat. Baller is probably his biggest danger. And my best is Scarlet Dream in the last. Race 9, number 8. She showed good promise as a 3-year-old filly. Went quickly to Group 1 level, able to place in the Oaks, and she has trialled up well enough to be very hard to beat first up over 1500.
Yeah, my best comes up race 3, number 1, Blue Rose. Carries the 60 kilos, but she's a class mare and the clear class runner of this field. She's a stakes winner, resumes, and does race well fresh, and her trials have been very good. I think there's a, especially with the scratching of Catwalk, this is a race that should suit her to the ground. I think she'll be terribly hard to beat. Race 3, number 1, Blue Roche. The value comes up in the highway. The race before, not normally a fan of making specials in this highway race, but I think Luna Mia, lightly raced there from the Paul Massari yard, is a talented horse. Her first up win at Muswellbrook was terrific. She won the race in a matter of strides and put her off to the sword very easily there. I think she'll be staking a Kosciuszko claim. So despite the wide draw, I dare say they'll be pressing on and running with her on Saturday. And I expect her to race very well at around the $9 quote. Race 2, number 11, Luna Mia, my value.
In Adelaide, they are racing on the Parks track. Not big fields on Saturday, but one of the big days of the Adelaide calendar because it's Irish Day. They get one of their biggest crowds, and there is the Australia Island Jumping Steeple, the Australia Island Jumping Challenge Hurdle. They are both on the main track. The other six races are on the Parks track. And Daniel, talk us through this $3 pop that's your value bet in the first.
Yeah, well, it's probably more of a next best than a value about Connery. Six horse field as well, so probably not much of an each way play. Of course, only pay for first and second, but he's a horse that probably his last chance for me. I've sort of been following throughout his preparation. He had a really good win earlier in the prep at Sandown, won like a good horse that day in a benchmark 84, and since then has sort of raced well without too much luck. Disappointed Flemington on a soft track, and then at Moonee Valley last start back to the mile, just was wide throughout and got a long way back, and was a bit of a forgive run there. I think at $3 in this field, happy to make him one of my better bets of the day. It was probably more of the fields are so small, there's not much value in the race, so I sort of just lent on him. In terms of a best, we'll go to race 5, the 8, Shop Till I Drop. Was keen on this horse last start, and she was able to salute. Mind you, she drifted out from about $4.50 to about $8. It was a bit of quite a big betting drip, but she still won really easily, stepping up in grade. The runner-up of that race, Hustler War, then came out and won a race on the following Sunday very easily as well. no reason to drop off her. I don't see this race being all that much harder, although it's a benchmark 70. I just think at 54 kilos, she's a progressive mare and she'll be hard to beat. So yeah, race 5, number 8, happy to stick with Shop Till I Drop as my best.
Eagle Farm is the venue for Brisbane racing on Saturday. Should be on a good track. Big fields, no surprise. Plenty of scratchings even as we go to air, also no surprise. And you start us off, Daniel, in race 3 with your best, and that's number 10, Smug Satisfaction.
Yeah, really keen on her barks. I think she's my best of the day, especially the price. Went up about $5.55. I'm happy to take that about this mare. Two runs this preparation have been quite luckless. Definitely should have won first up in a weaker race, but then stepped up to a metro race on the Gold Coast, her home track, and just never on the track there. The trial prior to that first up run was very, very good, so I think if she gets the breaks here and from a good draw, she's drawn wide the last couple, she's drawn 5 today, she'll be awfully hard to beat, Smug Satisfaction. She's the best, race 3:10. In terms of a value, I'll have a couple. I think race 6, number 3, Italia Bella. It's a horse that's frustrated a few, but I didn't think her last start run was too bad. She's fitter for that, and she's 2 from 2 third up. I think it's $17. She's definitely worth an each-way play. No jockey engaged at the moment, and is accepted for Sunday, so she could be scratched in favour of that race on the sunny coast. And the other one I refer to in terms of value comes up in the last. Stephen Jones trained Hercegovina, the 14. Three wins to start the preparation, all in sort of New South Wales provincial grade. The format of that Gosford win since stood up okay. The placings have since run well. Then went to Warwick Farm and was only 3.5 lengths behind Juventus in a tougher race than what he sees here. Juventus has since run well and placed yesterday in a strong race. So I think at a bigger price, and if you want to get a good run, Robbie Fraud on board for both my specials today. I think definitely worth an each way play at $15. Race 9, number 14, Hercegovina.
All right, Belmont once again the venue for Perth racing on Saturday, and not a lot to report over there. BJ waiting till quite late on the Eastern Seaboard for his specials. So Tigers and Lions fans, just as you're having nervously pacing around before that qualifying final on Saturday night, you can back race 8, number 5, Cup Night at 6:30 p.m. And at 7:10 p.m. you can back race 9, number 6, Bold Success. Earlier in the day, Joel, it is one of the more spectacular sights in Southern Hemisphere racing, the Great Northern Steeplechase.
Indeed, at Ellerslie, race 8 on the card, 1:42 Australian Eastern Standard Time. So, yeah, find a TV. It'll probably get shifted onto Sky 2 in preference of a broom or something. But, up the Ellerslie Hill 3 times, a great spectacle to watch. Crash Bandicoot is my tip, race 8, number 4. The best at Ellerslie is Friday Wolf, race 10, number 5. The value is Code Cracker, race 4, number 8. We've got three meetings across the ditch on Saturday. Wanganui, the best is Kirkland, race 9, number 6. The value is a first starter coming off a nice trial. Captain Brentford, race 2, number 9. And at Riccarton down in the south, the best bet is Bronte Beach, race 5, number 8. Will improve over further than 1,000, but follow her for her southern campaign. She's gone down there to target the 1,000 guineas, as a couple of these have. And my value is So Brazen, race 10, number 2.
Alrighty, that wraps up a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. Of course, your winning post, only $5.50. It covers Friday right through to Sunday, as well as fields for Monday. Plenty of value, all your favourite columnists. Joel's interview with not only Paul Gallen, but also Tony Golan. So you got the Gallen and the Golan, and all your other favourite features as well. So pick it up if you haven't already. Finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend. I know I went for something short last week. Was I smart enough to make it Age of Chivalry? I can't remember. We really should be taking notes about this.
Sure,
but anyway, I'll go for another, what's going to be possibly a fairly warm favourite, and that is the Valley, race 4, number 2, Hope Beyond Her. Daniel?
Yeah, pretty keen. Smug Satisfaction, Gold Coast, race 3, number 10. Down in grade, but down in weight as well.
We'll get ours early. The Valley, race 1, number 2, the Holy One.
Alrighty, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.